Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, just when you thought the UK couldn't get any worse, Tony Blair is endorsing Shabana Mahmood to replace Keir Starmer as Britain's first Muslim Prime Minister. I guess they want all their millionaires to leave the country now, don't they? Looks like Islam is going to take the UK without a single shot being fired. If you think the censorship is bad now, just imagine what Islam is going to do to freedom of speech. And criticizing grooming gangs will also get you to death sentence. Moving on, this billionaire promises to give away his $3 billion fortune to anyone who proves that the earth is flat. Looks like we got ourselves a great business opportunity, boys. A polar expedition to find and photograph the great ice wall at the outer rim of the flat disc that we're on. This sounds like a job for Elon. He could fly him up and around the earth a few times, and it would only cost him 20 or 30 million in exchange for that guy's company. Number 3, lions mauled kidnappers of an Ethiopian girl and guarded her until the police arrived. It's wild when wild animals have more empathy and humanity than humans do. Then again, they might have just been keeping her around for desserts. You know, with a story like that, she probably became a cat lady. It is a true story. Some people say that her crying sounded like a meowing cub, and that's why the lion spared her life. Up next, here are the paparazzi back in 1992 taking pictures of Bill Clinton's cat's socks. I miss the days when it was mostly men that were technically inclined enough to be photographers. Poor socks, though, having to deal with Hillary and the paparazzi. In the current year, this cat would have had its own special social media account with professional managers curating the photos and content. Socks is probably the only one that saw what really happened between Bill and Monica Lewinsky. Number 5, meanwhile in Minnesota, almost every Somali household with children is on welfare. This has to stop, and it will when the currency hyperinflates, and the government can no longer afford to pay its unfunded liabilities. As for the Somalis, don't forget they probably also got free college tuition. The Somalis that came to Toronto back in the 90s after the war came to my school, and most of them were on welfare. The buildings they moved into, there were 10 people per apartment, and you couldn't even use the elevators. Moving on, looks like Canadian permanent residents, who aren't citizens, could soon have to show 5 years worth of social media activity to enter the United States. As for myself, I'm sure that Trump will see my tweets and issue a green card to me immediately, or possibly even citizenship. Hopefully I don't have any issues entering the States in a few weeks. It's my first year as a snowbird and hopefully the first of many. But seriously, it's stuff like this that makes me actually want to delete all my social media one day. Life would be so much easier without it. Number 7, this is why women shouldn't be prison guards at male prisons. This woman smuggled a syringe into jail to collect an inmate's sperm and inseminate herself. I guess she found the perfect man. I wouldn't be surprised if after having the baby she tried to blackmail him and said he raped her and demanded that he pay child support. The question we should really ask is, why do we have 5'2" female prison guards that become rape targets when a riot breaks out? Up next, this Bowen posted this saying that she just got engaged. Imagine being the simp that she wouldn't even share his face on social media. Why hide his face? Is she embarrassed because he's a chud instead of a chad? Actually, she's not even engaged. This is engagement bait from this Instagram model's ex account so she can make money from her post. But if she actually did cover her fiancé's face, this would have been him after seeing his face covered with an emoji if he still has any self-worth. Number 9, here's the proof that women will buy anything. Balenciaga selling $1,200 bracelets that look like tape. Obviously this is a joke, but we will actually reach this level of idiocracy eventually. One time I did photography of runway models and the theme of the clothing was turning old technology into new. Women came out wearing dresses made of the same CD discs that I used to use in my burners. I still have half a spindle of CD somewhere. People still sell those on eBay. Moving on, this guy says that his new girlfriend doesn't have to tell him twice anymore. Where can I find myself such a wonderful Asian muscle mommy that'll treat me the way a black gentleman might treat a white lady? Obviously this is AI because there's no way a woman that muscular would ever be able to retain such a feminine face. But you know that there are many women out there that look like this and have become the men they wanted to date. Number 11, Desi King says that Indians created civilization, and presents this as proof. Tim the Toolman says, well, if that's true, then why did it get so shitty and shared this ad from India, asking people to become part of the civilized world and get a toilet at home? This isn't exactly accurate, though, because you know the dog behind him would be actually there with a pooper scooper cleaning up his mess. Here's the state of advanced Indian civilization in 2025. Up next, Georgie Boy here says that Europe must open its doors to migrants or face its own extinction. If you replace all the white geese in a pond with Canada geese, then does that mean that the white geese are technically extinct there? The backlash against this is gaining momentum. Recently, even the people of New Zealand are telling the Indians to go home, and Australians are upset at Muslims after what happened at Bondi Beach. Our cultures are incompatible and should be apart. Number 13, this whammy says that men fear a matriarchy because we assume that women in charge would treat us the way that we treat women. She means the horrible way that chads treat ladies. No, we're afraid because civilization would collapse if it was a matriarchy. Besides, real patriarchy has never been tried before. Once men no longer need women for reproduction and sexual gratification, their time will be up. I think subconsciously they know this. Moving on, someone wonders about people who rarely get sick, what's their secret? For me, it's about staying away from people in general. It's also about making sure to stay in humid climates in both the winter and the summer. Moisture in the air traps viruses and brings them down to the ground, so you're a lot less likely to breathe them in. That's one of the reasons people are sick during the summer. Also, boost your immune system using a keto diet because sugar reduces immune activity. Number 15, this Italian artist sold his invisible sculpture for 18 grand. Looks like the money laundering must continue. And this adds new meaning to the term conceptual art. Looks like rich people are willing to buy anything even if it doesn't exist. Bro here is either a genius or a criminal. Probably a bit of both. If you think this is a bargain, then I've got an invisible bridge for you and it only costs $1 million. Up next, this obviously liberal woman went on a date with a man who picked her up in a Tesla. His only social media was X and his top podcast was Joe Rogan. Why does she care so much unless she hates men on the right? If this is a true story, he saw her picture and probably thought she was feminine and not a feminist. This one blames liberal men for making her think poorly about conservative guys. But she says she's still going to pass on this guy. Meanwhile, he probably smashed her that night. Number 17, what in the cyberpunk is this? I would definitely do her and live in a place like that even if dust got into every nook and cranny. But based on what I see here, I think this is actually AI. The keyboard looks a little bit distorted, but the image just proves to me that in a few years, we'll probably get full-length feature films using AI, so long as they can make characters' appearance and voice consistent from scene to scene. Moving on, scientists now say that COVID vaccines cause heart damage. If only someone could have warned people before they took them. Whenever people tried online, they were censored and had their monetization or YouTube channels taken away entirely. For a few years, I completely avoided speaking the word COVID in my videos because of how hard they were coming down on everyone. The craziest part is people that took the shot wished that those who didn't would die. That was the madness of crowds on display. Number 19, have you noticed more white women marrying Indian men? I certainly have. For the most part, they seem to be unattractive white ladies here in Canada, and they're usually with a super tall rash type guys with muscles and money. I don't blame Indian men because their own women give off a boatload of attitude. Most Hindu girls are no longer marriageable, especially those on social media and the dating apps that have actually gone through more white meat than a chicken breast factory. Up next, this Aussie woman comes out as a digisexual after falling in love with ChatGPT and says that it ruined men for her. What she really is an attention sexual. Most women are. If this is real, which I doubt, then it would mean that chads won't sleep with her anymore. I also think that we should also thank ChatGPT for taking one for the team. But in 6 months, she's probably going to complain about ChatGPT and say it's a narcissist that cheated on her with her best friend. Number 21, two boomer parents' son, Steven, came home with his girlfriend, and he proposed to her. Now they're thrilled because they're going to get grandkids. Good luck with that, Boomer, because Ursula here is a man. Either that or that's one hairy muscle mama. Here's what Ursula's clear loop pregnancy test is going to say when she shoves it up her schwing schwang. It's going to tell her that she's a man and charge her for that insult. Moving on, speaking of trans women, it makes me wonder if this is a man playing women's volleyball. At first I thought this is a failed tuck down there, but it's more likely just puffy meat. Either that or those shorts are painted on. Looks like she needs to buy a moose knuckle hider. Unless, of course, that's part of the marketing scheme of professional women's volleyball. They know that men are their primary audience, and the last thing they're doing is watching the ball. Number 23, this woman from Savannah, Georgia, was walking outside when someone poured acid on her face. Why do the enrichment types always seem to go for the blonde white women? When will we acknowledge all this violence for what it really is? Racism. You didn't see that guy on the train and any of his own people. Just the one that stuck out as different. This is the nightmare of living in a democrat city and globalists are sacrificing people in the name of diversity. Up next, if you want to know why violence against whitey is on the rise, then look no further than stories like this one. Saying that this is what white folks do after a long day of pretending to be human. They're literally taking whites and dehumanizing us. If you make a certain group appear not to be human, then it's a lot easier to attack them physically. Imagine the reaction if this is any other race sitting in that chair. Also notice it's a blonde woman. Number 25 on the last one here is the difference between being 50 in 1985 versus 2025. I've already covered this before. It's the hair and clothes that make the woman on the left look older than she really is. Today's women still dress like they're in their 20s. Not to mention cosmetic surgery is far more common these days. Bo Arthur was also 63 in that photo and not 50. But I think we all get the message. Here's what she actually looked at 50. Not all that much difference. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.